This call is from
Joe.
This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. To accept this call, press 5. You may begin speaking now.
Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Exotic the Tiger King, live from Texas prison. We're talking about Obama just said the other day that aliens are real. He just hadn't seen them, like in Area 51 or anything, but they are real. What do you think?
I believe they're real.
Okay.
I believe our government's hiding something.
Do you think
you got to be crazy to think that we're the only organic life form in the entire universe.
Yeah, I think we all agree with you, Joe. I think we all, think the exact same thing.
I mean, that's a big old space out there.
I get that. And I would think there's other life forms, Joe. But part of me also thinks the universe is so big and maybe even never ending is because the robots are going to take over and they're going to multiply so fast that they're going to take up the universe and there's going to be no human life with no feelings and it's going to be a world of no feelings.
I mean, you're close on that one. As messed up as AI is in, the first year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
What's this going to be in 5 years? Nobody's going to believe nobody.
Well, they say social media, 80% of it is AI now. Mm-hmm. I don't know which is real, except for my own friends. And then even that,
of those videos,
I just sent a text message to all my friends saying, Carol didn't set the alarm. And it looked like two people were breaking in. I had a video from my video camera of two people breaking into the house and going through our house. It wasn't
Isn't that
real.
Crazy?
It was AI.
Isn't that scary, though? Yeah.
Oh, no. And it's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. I mean, your people, Joe, on your social media post some of the best AI stuff I've ever seen.
Yes, they do.
And they just had that. Did you see the one the other day? It was Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise fighting. Had a fight scene atop of some building. And it was total AI. And people were like, oh my gosh, this is going to replace movies. It looked like it came from some blockbuster movie.
It's crazy. I'm kind of worried for humanity.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's also celebrities that are just like so frustrated because they keep coming out with things that are not true about the celebrity. I've seen it multiple times. I think Nicki Minaj was very upset because she keeps seeing these AI things.
Well, and they're using it's like not their likeness because it is them. Mm-hmm. It looks likeness, right?
Yeah, the likeness. Please tell me Nicki Minaj really wasn't at the White House.
No, she was.
Oh, she was there.
She was. She said she's his biggest fan. She's the number one fan. Yeah.
That's crazy.
She got the gold visa or whatever that thing is, that $5 million. Mm-hmm. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
That $5 million gold card?
Yeah, she got it.
To be a citizen?
Mm-hmm. Why does she need it? Isn't she already a citizen?
I guess she was born in
I didn't know that. You know, Joe, another thing, I heard there were some pardons recently with the
NFL.
Oh yeah
five NFL players.
And were you were hoping for it then? Is there still a chance for you? I know you were really hoping for some kind of
who knows anymore? I'm really kind of just projecting myself to have to wait 4 more years to get out of here. I'm really giving up on him. It's nothing makes sense. I mean, if you're going to blow up boats and use them for an excuse that you're killing people for narco drug terrorists, then you're going to pardon the president of Honduras for drug trafficking. Then these NFL players, half of them were cocaine dealers.
You're really keeping up on things, aren't you, Joe?
Yes, he is.
You know all the headlines.
He has a vested interest.
Yes.
What is the deal here? I mean, you know, he's been accused of selling pardons, and it just makes it look every day more like it's really real.
Yeah. Now, so how are the Winter Olympics taken in prison? People like that a lot there? Or is that even a thing? Is anybody watching the Olympics?
Is anybody watching?
This call is from a federal prison.
Watching Olympics, yeah. I've been watching, the interviews where some of them are kind of been picked on for being in America, and they're upset because they're being harassed because they're from America. I've been watching, especially the snow and stuff.
Which one is your favorite event? Do you have a favorite?
I never even knew that they had a cross country where they shoot rifles and then they ski.
Uh-huh.
But I watched that last night. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, do you see? Well, we were just talking about that a little bit earlier, where it is so taxing on the body of the Olympians that the second they cross the finish line, they all just collapse onto the snow.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to snow ski in Wyoming when I was growing up. It takes a lot of muscle.
So does snow tubing. we just went snow tubing, and I was very sore the next day.
Sitting down.
And literally, there is a, what they call the magic carpet ride, that it's like a conveyor belt that takes you to the top of the mountain.
So you just have to sit there.
But somehow I'm still sore.
Some core work. You got some core work in.
Katie, do you get tired in a tanning bed?
Probably, Joe. Probably.
You got to sit up or roll out. She slides out of her sweat.
Yes.
All right. So what else is going on in your world, Joe?
Oh, man, you know, I sent out a press release about a week ago on my last gasp begging President Trump for help, because George is in some serious problems in Mexico, and I would self-deport myself, you know, if it's an issue with me being married to a Mexican or being gay. I'll get the hell out of this country, but I need to go save my husband.
What's wrong with your husband?
He's got federal prison, and that's another thing that really, really aggravates me about this whole system and what, you know, the administration is doing. This prison system, I mean, it turns people into drug addicts, and then it just dumps them out in the middle of nowhere. And he's got himself into some trouble because he started on what they call K2 here in prison, that's synthetic marijuana. You know, and it's so addicting. I watch people all day long just like zombie passed out, just drooling for like 2-year-old little kids. It's such a shame.
Now,
and then I had him scheduled for a detention hearing, you know, when he got out of prison. Well, they picked him up, and his detention hearing was on a Monday, and they picked him up on a Friday, and then they dumped him at the border. On Saturday morning, we didn't even take him to his detention hearing, you know, because he was trying to get asylum for sexual assault in Mexico and stuff. But, they dumped him at the border, and then the cartel kidnapped him. And, you know, it cost me $5,000 to get him back. And now it's just involved into a bigger, bigger mess, according to his sister.
Goodness gracious.
My gosh, yeah, so...
crazy.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough stuff. And so he's currently in Mexico now, or is he back in the States?
No, he's in Mexico.
Okay, but he's with his sister?
He's God knows where, really.
You don't know.
Okay. Boy. Well, and back to the prison thing with drugs, it's like, do the prison guards, is just kind of like they just turn a blind eye? It's just too much to deal with?
You know, the system is just broken, because, you know, and you would think that people that would get pardoned would get out of here and be an advocate to change something, but everybody just, you know, gets a pardon or gets out of prison and they just leave, you know, and nobody testifies in front of Congress, and nobody wants to change this. And, you know, the deputy director is an ex-con now, you know, and you would think that he would change stuff, but this is the only place that federal, you know, I've never been to state prison, but federal prison is the only place that's legal to have drugs. It's just nuts.
It's what? Illegal to what?
To be in possession of drugs. It's just crazy.
Like, they don't add to your sentence if they find you with drugs?
No, they may take away 15, 17, 40 good days of your time, and that's it.
Okay.
What's going through your head, Joe? Because I just can't imagine knowing you might have to stay where you've been for so long for another 4 years.
I mean, it's depressing. It really is, especially after everybody got on world television and admitted to perjury. You know, why doesn't that matter to President Trump? Or why doesn't that matter to Pam Bondi? But, you know, when you watch the news and you see Pam Bondi and how she acts in front of a congressional hearing, you lose hope in a hurry. You really do.
And you're not
and
hearing.
Then you turn the TV on and all you...
This call is from a federal prison.
Nancy Guthrie.
Yeah. You're not hearing anything from Trump's, nothing from them? No. Okay.
No, not a word. Mm. Not a word. I wish, you know, Senator Ossoff is running for re-election, and, you know, he is the chairman of the Prison Oversight Committee. I wish he would reach out and give me 15 minutes of his time, and he would win this election. And I'm not a real OSOS fan, but it's time to start deciding who the hell I'm going to be supporting this election, you know?
How is your health doing right now?
I have a hard time walking. You know, I walk with crutches. My leg gets weaker and dumber by the day.
How do you feel your health is going to be in 4 years? Because if your health gets worse, even in 4 years, I would feel like, you know, not to be so upfront, but I would feel like that's going to be more depressing knowing that you can't live, you know, at least with your health as it is now, as it could be getting worse.
You know, I'm really worried that if I don't get out of here and get some real doctors, that I'm going to be in a wheelchair within 4 years.
Okay. That'd be terrible. Mm-hmm. Now, Joe, you know, and every week's different. You know, some weeks it's light. We're joking around and stuff, but this is reality of prison, and you're having I just can't imagine being there for a day, let alone years and years and years. But if people want to help you, well, how can they help you?
I mean, right now the best thing to do is get on PardonJoeExotic.com and sign a petition that nobody's ever going to look at.
That's not really a good selling point.
You're not selling it, Joe.
He's feeling down today.
You can tell I'm having a bad day.
Yeah,
today,
but, it's okay.
And I've sent out, I've done other interviews about this whole thing. I really need to reach Governor Polis right now. That's my only chance that I see, because I really am trying to encourage somebody to get a hold of him to do a prisoner swap for me and Tina Peters, because it would help their side, because, you know, my fans would appreciate somebody doing that. And, you know, President Trump wants Tina Peters out of prison so bad because she rigged the election for him, you know, and got put in prison. So, as usual, she's the number one concern for him because she worked for him. But he can't get her out of prison because she's in state prison. So Governor Polis is in charge of that deal. So, you know, it's never been done in America to do a prisoner swap from party to party. So it would be like world history in the making if Governor Polis would say, hey, look, President Trump, you let Joe Exotic out of prison, I'll let Tina Peters out of prison, and everybody can go away happy.
There you go. All right. Well, Joe, hope you have a better day. I understand. I mean, we all have bad days, but in prison's no joke.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you need anything, let us know, okay?
All right. No, yeah. I mean, it's just a normal day for me. But, you know, sitting here, you know, you couldn't even imagine if you're in prison and your spouse is out there being abused and running amok and nobody can help because he's illegal, you know? It's tough, but I appreciate it.
All right, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. All right, Joe, thank you. It's Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. I mean, it's going to happen. You have bad days.